What's up, everybody? It's Jeff. Flying solo today for the moment, although that's going to change in just a few seconds. Want to thank EspressoAmano.com for partnering with the podcast, for partnering with Fly Penguins Fly. You know I love brewing those Ethiopian single origins that they roast over there at Espresso Amano. In fact, there's a cafe slash roastery right in Lawrenceville on Butler Street. That was the first one I ever went into. The pastries there are unbelievable. They have this cream-filled poofy thing that's no good for me, but I gotta take a bite of one every so often. Go down to those brick and mortars in Lawrenceville on Butler Street in Five Points, and of course in my neck of the woods in the South Hills in Dormont. That's Espresso Amano partnering with Fly Penguins Fly. And in just a minute, I'm going to welcome on a very special guest host, but I guess we should just get on with the show. We can talk about coffee later. Okay, here we go. Hockey. Dishwasher is running in the kitchen, in the room right off the studio, here in the house, and joining me for the first time in quite a while is the wife, Ashley Taylor. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
And you're talking even quieter than the soundtrack.
Oh my God.
Now. Okay, we've been struggling to get a level on this mic that I busted out. I haven't used the mic in a while, so I'm trying to get a good little gain structure going. But welcome back, and thank you for joining us. What do you know about the Four Nations face-off, Ashley?
All I know is what you've told me so far, that there are four teams. Russia is not one of them.
Yep.
And it's hockey.
Well, okay. So that's pretty much all you need to know. It's basically a court. I like what Josh Yowie said in his article today in The Athletic, that a lot of people perceive this thing as like the Gary Bettman Invitational, as in whoever Gary wanted to have compete gets to come. Those discluded, right, left out, include countries like Germany and Latvia and Czech Republic, you know, Czechia. So it's really not just the obvious political thing of Russia, but it's just overall a little bit of a disappointment for a lot of us hockey fans. You know who Leon Draisaitl is, and being a German player, he's not invited. And the fact that he's not in the best, quote-unquote, best-on-best tournament is a major letdown, but that's not why we're talking about the Four Nations face-off. Today it was announced, and I might have given you a little bit of a preview of this, but Sidney Crosby, much thought to possibly miss the entire tournament, has now told folks in a press conference after, I guess, their morning skate up in Montreal, heading into what would be the first game of Team Canada's tourney, that he is, quote, good to go. So what was that sound? Fill people in a little bit on who Sidney Crosby, the next one, is to you.
To me specifically.
Just go for it.
He is a golden boy. He is a Penguins player.
Like Jasper Cullen?
Oh, no.
He's very golden also in his own way.
Oh, sure, sure.
Another Twilight reference. But continue, please.
He makes it okay for you to watch as much hockey as you watch because he's great to watch on the ice.
That's right. And you're talking about, of course, his 200-foot game, doggedness on the puck.
Yes, of course.
Or, and.
And.
Low center of gravity slash handsome face.
Yes.
He's a handsome man.
Yes, it's just the face.
And he is a nice Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia lad, although now a 37-year-old man. But he is going home to Quebec. What was that? Oh, A-L-E-X-A. Thought that we were talking about her for some reason. Okay. So if anybody is a longtime listener to Fly Penguins Fly, you'll remember The Wife Stops By, which was, I think, your first time on the podcast. That was up here in Pittsburgh, right?
It was, yeah, in an Airbnb.
In Mount Lebanon. But yeah, that many, many moons later, we visited town when Portugal the Man were playing the Peterson Events center, as I now would say as a Pittsburgher, whenever Portugal the Man had played the Peterson Event Center, or the Pete. And then the next day we saw Pens Rangers. No, we saw Pens Devils.
Yes.
And the Devils blew the Penguins out.
Yes.
And couldn't afford the Ranger Penguins tickets. Mm, so no. We watched them beat, of course, ironically, beat the Rangers 1-0. Evgeny Malkin with the sole goal in that one, getting one past Igor Shesterkin. Again, Igor Shesterkin, Evgeny Malkin.
Shesterkin can't play?
No.
Wait, nope. So what teams are playing?
In the Four Nations face-off, you have Team Canada, Team USA, Team Sweden, and Team Finland. Now, you think about somebody like Erik Karlsson, right? Mm-hmm. One of the great defensemen in the league, or Victor Hedman, both Swedes. Marcus Pedersen, another very good defenseman in the league, did not get added to the roster because there's so many great ones. Mm-hmm. But Rickard Rakell, who's had almost a career season this year with the Penguins, kind of had a down year last year, was just added to the Team Sweden roster. I think there was an injury, and then he was brought in. But he's excited to play. My guess is his stock has risen considerably because of how on fire he is. But Erik Karlsson, an assistant captain, alternate captain for Team Sweden, and Rakell now on the roster. Really a shame that we won't get to see the Russians, the Germans, the Czechs. But we will see, at least for some period of time, Sidney Patrick Crosby up on that first line, probably with Connor McDavid as the center, actually, and Sid on the wing. Oh. I don't know if you've ever seen Sidney Crosby play wing in your entire time. I don't know if I have, for that matter, on the Penguins, because, well, he's a centerman, and he's one of the best centermen ever to play the game, maybe the best. As per Marc Messier, who hoisted the Stanley Cup first the night that I first ever beheld it live on television as a kid, a 13-year-old, Marc Messier, one of the greatest leaders in NHL history, called Sid Crosby perhaps the greatest corner man in hockey history. How does that register to you, the greatest corner man? What does that mean to you?
There are no corners.
Well,
there are technically no corners in an oval.
He dumps it into the corner. Come on, you know that.
I mean, I know that, but it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, but I don't ever see him in the... Oh, yeah. Well, he goes over there. He, like, hides.
What?
He's like a little... He's like a little gremlin. He just, like, goes behind the net and it's like...
You're talking about... You sound like you're talking about Michael Bunting. He's a gremlin.
Yeah, he's a gremlin. But no, but yeah, Sid goes over there.
He's a puck gremlin. Yeah. He's a grinder. And he... And he goes into the corners and he digs those pucks out, right?
Yeah.
And gets them. He'll pin it against the wall if he is up by a goal he's got the puck in the other team's zone and trying to kill time off
the
clock.
I feel like he's always over in the, quote, corner when there's like, when they're up against the wall, like trying to like kick it out with like their feet and their skates.
Yeah, but who's going to beat him in that game?
No one.
Freaking nobody. And I'll tell you what, he's going to have to do a fair amount of that, especially because he's going to be a little handicapped here with the arm injured.
Yeah.
You know, he's got really a pretty tender wrist right now, I think. And I think it might be the same wrist he had a surgery on back in 2021. I haven't gotten that geeky on it yet. But, yeah. So, okay. Four Nations face-off. That's Wednesday night. I think it's 8 o'clock Eastern. And it's going to be Team Canada and Team Sweden for the first game of that tournament. I believe it's going to be on TNT, but we'll have to double check on that. I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
I thought it was on Saturday.
There is a game on Saturday. Oh. That's Canada with USA.
Got it.
So that's probably the big game that everybody's looking forward to on the weekend. I think it was intentionally put on the Saturday. We have a family event that day, so I'm going to have to see how it all times out, obviously. That takes precedence. The game does. But I may make it to some of the family event. All right. Bigger and better stuff. We'll come back to Four Nations Face-Off in just a second. I do want to say that this Thursday, listeners, Fly Penguins Fly, in this case, it will be back to Jordan DeFigio and myself, are going to be joined by, we're doing a crossover podcast with the team from Tip of the Iceberg podcast, which for any Penguins fan out there, that's a seminal thing. It's like if your industry is being a Penguins fan, it's an industry standard product like buying a box of Kleenex if you need to blow your nose. Tip of the Iceberg is just a really high quality, fun, good-natured podcast hosted by Nick Belsky and Nick Horwat. I've been a listener since before you ever heard me do this podcast, folks. So we're looking forward to talking what night one of the Four Nations face-off holds. We'll be giving a review of that and going back over that and what we thought about the way that everything looked on television. And, well, hopefully we're going to see a healthy Sidney Crosby at the end of 60 minutes and not a re-aggravated wrist. So a quick shout-out to Sarah Hurwitz, mm-hmm. who, a good friend of the podcast, who is undertaking a project. I don't want to say what it is because it's not really for me to out it. But we just want to wish you luck on that creative endeavor that you're out there doing. You better take my advice, Sarah. That's all I have to say.
And send it to me first, yes.
just a little sorry. Sorry for the inside baseball there, but all you got to do is DM me or penspot@gmail.com, and I'll fill you in a little bit. Okay, Star Wars with the whole orchestra live at Heinz Hall earlier in the week, or Saturday night I went, or Friday night of last week. And it was transformatively good.
Yes, tell us more.
42 string players, an entire fully fleshed out woodwind section, the percussion, the keys, the brass. It was unbelievable. You know how big a Star Wars fan I am.
Yes, I do.
Pretty big.
There's a big ass poster on your wall.
Newly there is, yes. I'm not so big a fan. Hunter Hodes, host of another great Penguins podcast, Locked On Penguins, possibly a more knowledgeable fan for sure. But I'm a longtime fan, and I'm older than Hunter, so I've been a fan for longer than he has. But I have, shout out to Hunter, but I have this cool Japanese language Empire Strikes Back poster that I got a kind of knockoff version of and framed. It looks pretty cool here in the studio. And This was the score, the John Williams score for A New Hope. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's episode 4, the first ever Star Wars. Ashley's falling asleep over here. So, Ashley Taylor, my question to you is, if Empire Strikes Back is done by the same orchestra and they bring it back, are you going to come with me and see that?
Yeah, I would go.
Yeah.
I wanted to go, but there weren't any seats together.
The only seats we might have been able to get together were $250 tickets
and I don't like
second row.
I don't like Star Wars that much.
Yeah, or we could have gotten tickets far apart and been throwing up signs to each other from across the gallery. But it was a great experience. Can't recommend Heinz Hall and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra enough. So folks, get out there and see some classical pieces, some pop pieces. They also do other films. They'll do Harry Potter once a year. They'll pick a movie there and do rom-coms like A Love Actually and The Princess Bride, cool old comedy movie like that. So back to the Four Nations face-off for a second. And before we do that, one more quick thanks to Espresso Amano, my favorite coffee here in town, in Pittsburgh. Love going down to Espresso Amano, the brick and mortar in Dormont, is this cute little kind of Italian style, no frills, little coffee shop, but then it's kind of quaint, like a New England shop or something. It's got the beadboard and the way they decorated it, and they've got some local art in there, but it's very, very dialed down. It's not one of these super over the top, like everywhere you look is some, somebody's kid drew the thing on the wall and there's a bulletin board with 1,000 sloppy flyers hanging. It's classy. I'm a little bit of a classy guy. We don't have any little
gremlins
running around. So I try to wear a cool hoodie down to the coffee shop, and I like to, I don't know. I still,
you definitely couldn't do that if you had a gremlin.
No. And so, I like to imagine I'm out on the road, which I'm not right now, but when I'm home here in Pittsburgh, it feels like I'm in another place. I get to escape into Espresso Amano. It's espressoamano.com. They hand roast their own coffees, single origin beans that they bring right to the correct lightness. And I love those light roasts and things that are too darkly roasted, and it gets that burnt taste that everybody complains about over at, the big coffee chain. Mm-hmm. None of that here. I'm talking, blueberry notes or a little bit of the chocolate notes and things like that people want to actually taste. go to espressoamano.com and visit the brick and mortars. Thanks to those guys for partnering with Fly Penguins Fly. So let's talk about me ordering the Sidney Crosby Four Nations Face-Off jersey. Maybe a knockoff version in like 20 years from now. I was just baiting you into worrying that I'm going to drop $1 billion. I know. I have some good hockey jerseys, don't I?
You have a lot of hockey jerseys.
What's the best deal I ever got on a hockey jersey?
$87.
$87 last summer for an 87 black home authentic Reebok. No, the Adidas, sorry. The one that just went out. I'm still thinking about those 2016 jerseys. The Adidas 87 authentic home jersey with the black, you know. Oh, my God. Sid decided for his birthday on 8/7/24 to make 87 jerseys $87.00 for like less than 24 hours. It was amazing. And because we are living here now, I was able to make a cup of coffee, drive up to the rink. I snagged one that was like one size too big. Mm. But if you're going to go big, that's okay.
Yeah.
Or go home.
Yeah. That's what they say.
I sound like Phil Bork. That's like his... Enjoy the hockey game. He always says that. Enjoy the hockey game.
Oh,
my gosh. Got to finish off on the Four Nations face-off. This is big stuff. They call it best-on-best hockey. You know what I'm going to choose to do right now, Ash?
What?
Stop bitching. I'm going to stop bitching about how Russia's not in the tournament. Mm-hmm. I'm going to settle in. I'm going to settle down.
Be grateful for what you have.
I'm going to go down the lounge.
Oh, my God. Don. What is it, Deb? Donnie?
Deb. Yeah, Donnie?
I can't do the
When
accent.
Are you going to come down the house? I told you I'm going to go down the lounge with you. So big up to John Long. I think that's the name of the TikToker who does those videos. Check him out.
Four Nations.
Four Nations face off. But I want to talk about one other Pittsburgh thing I did the other night.
What'd you do?
Down at the Thunderbird Music Hall. Oh. I went and saw Chet Vincent in the music industry. Okay? That band was so phenomenal. Jesse on bass from Smalls, he was great. Of course, Chester Vincent on. Hey, Louise, our dog is starting to get grumbly. You just hold on there for a second, Louise. Sit. Can you sit? That's a good girl. Can you be quiet? Oh, yeah. We're talking about Sidney Crosby, who plays hockey ball.
Your dad.
Louise knows about hockey ball. We play with the little bouncy ball and the hockey stick. You guys should see her catch the ball. Four Nations face off. I'm looking forward to it. I got to say, those Canada tarps are super fresh.
Wait, they're called tarps?
Well, hockey players will call a hockey jersey. First of all, Canadians call them a sweater.
Yeah.
For sure.
Who calls them tarps? Dumb.
A lot of people call them tarps. Mm-mm. Nick Spagnuolo calls it a tarp.
Mm-mm. Nick, no.
No, he didn't make that up, baby. There is a tarp. A tarp.
Tarp.
It's a sweater and a jersey predominantly. And then in French, oh, I know it, chandail, I think it's a chandail, sweater. So, okay, they're going to look fresh. And because the colors are all so different, I think there's only one color per team. No, they're probably going to have variants on it. They're only selling the one color, Canada in red, Sweden in blue, U.S. in that horrible. I'm sorry, you had an opportunity to do the spangled diagonal or the across the chest in those big letters that they wore during the Miracle game in 1980. But no, they went with those dinky, deep royal blue block white. Ugh. Poor Austin Matthews has to wear that ass trash.
Ass trash.
We both have to get back to our other jobs. It's kind of a weird one. We're squeezing this podcast in. You all right? Mm-hmm. Oh, we're getting old, folks. Not Ashley, but me. But sometimes I look at you and it sends stabbing pains through your body. That's how it feels. You know, any married couple out there can relate. Hey, how you doing? Ooh, I'm hurting. You know, you get past a certain age and it just starts happening. So,
I had a pain.
You had a pain. You know, I know that inside every single one of the locker rooms, inside every locker of every team, no matter what country they're from, on a small platinum little plaque screwed onto the inside of their locker, what does it say? Let's go Pens.
Oh.
Now you gotta say it.